is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of December, 2016. 1890, on this day, federal troops killed almost 300 Lakota men, women, and children in the massacre at Wounded Knee. One of the survivors was Black Elk, the medicine man, who was 27 years old at the time. He wrote, "I can see that something else died there in the bloody mud and was buried in the blizzard. A people's dream died there. It was a beautiful dream, and I, to whom so great a vision was given in my youth, you see me now, a pitiful old man who has done nothing for the nation's hoop is broken and scattered. There is no center any longer, and the sacred tree is dead." It was on this day in 1916, James Joyce published his first novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, in which the hero, Stephen Dedalus, comes home from boarding school, and he gets to sit at the adult table for the Christmas dinner. It was on this evening in 1940, World War II, German Air Force began firebombing the city of London with such intensity that nearly one-third of London was destroyed in just a few hours. 19 churches, 31 guild halls, and all of Paternoster Row, the publishing center of London at the time. Nearly 5 million books were destroyed. It was the 114th straight night of what was known as the Blitz. A systematic attack on London by Germany began in September 1940. And on that night in 1940, as on other nights, thousands of Londoners slept in the underground tube stations during the bombings. There were German observers on the French coast, nearly 100 miles away. They could see the night sky light up. Both banks of the Thames were on fire, fire stretching south from Islington to the edge of the St. Paul's Cathedral churchyard. Winston Churchill ordered all available men to fight the fires outside the cathedral, trying to save it. And a photographer named Herbert Mason, on top of the offices of the Daily Mail newspaper on Fleet Street, took a picture of the cathedral with smoke and fire rising all around it, a photograph which became a symbol of Britain's resistance. And the cathedral stood. And in 1944, the bells of St. Paul's Cathedral rang out to celebrate the liberation of Paris. Here's a poem by W.S. Merwin, The New Song. For some time, I thought there was time, and that there would always be time for what I had a mind to do and what I could imagine going back to and finding it as I had found it the first time. But by this time, I do not know what I thought when I thought back then. There is no time, yet it grows less. There is the sound of rain at night, arriving unknown in the leaves, once without, before, or after. Then I hear the thrush waking at daybreak, singing the new song. A poem by W.S. Merwin, The New Song, from his collected poems 1996 to 2011, published by the Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.